Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer too. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage, I can't afford a carriage, but you'll look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two.
That song is lovely, but bike riding isn't always that lackadaisical. Okay, so I'm here at Mellow Johnny's Bike Shop in downtown Austin. Can you introduce yourself, tell me your name and your title here?
My name is Emily. I'm general sales, bike sales, a little bit of everything. I tend to deal with a lot of commuter bikes, a lot of the women that come here. I tend to become one of the only female salespeople, so I sell a lot of bikes to women.
So basically our show this week is bike themed, but I'm doing this because my car actually recently died, so I've been starting to bike more to get around. I have a cruiser, like a beach cruiser, which isn't the best for getting around. So I wanted to start with choosing a bike. Like, what would someone who maybe wants to run errands around Austin or maybe even commute to work want to pick out?
Well, as far as for people that are just commuting, I'd say we sell most of all like a hybrid bike, which is going to be a mix between road bike components. So you've got like the full shifting abilities, anywhere from like 9 speeds up to 21 speeds. But yet you're going to be seated more upright, like you would be on a mountain bike. So that's going to be more comfortable for someone just cruising around town. They're not going to have to worry about getting into drop bars or anything like that. And then also, almost all hybrid bikes are going to come with the ability to add racks. You can go to the grocery store, stuff it full of stuff, and you don't have to worry about carrying around a backpack on your back. A lot of people also commute on road bikes, though, because you're going to be faster and you're going to be more efficient in the long run. So it's kind of just deciding what style of bike you want, how far you're going to be riding. You're going to be riding on the Lady Bird Lake Hike a bike trail every day, and getting a bike with some more tread in the tires, stuff like that's going to be better. But if you're just riding on the road, then riding a road bike would be perfectly fine as well.
What are some safety tips that you would give a beginner biker?
There's a lot of really cool organizations in town that are starting to do safety classes, which are really neat. It's very, very helpful to have someone take you out on the road for the first time, teach you about traffic skills, teach you about stoplights, teach you about feeder roads, teach you about all of these places that would freak you out normally, and then just dealing with cars in general, because it is really scary when you're on a bike. These people driving past you in cars going anywhere from 40 to 60 miles per hour, they're protected by a steel shell. You're protected by nothing. More than anything, it just takes practice.
The hardest thing that I have is getting up hills.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice for how to make it up these killer hills?
Austin is a very, very hilly town. There's no way around them sometimes. It's amazing because commuting in this town, I pretty much ride my bike all the time as well to get from place to place. You start to learn, like, oh, well, if I go down 12th Street, I have to deal with a hill. So I'm going to take 2 blocks around and go down 9th Street. Sometimes going that extra distance and not having to deal with a hill is better. More than anything, my best advice is stand up and go. Stand up and pedal, 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 because once you get over that hill, you'll get that amazing feeling of adrenaline and you'll feel so complete.
Do you have any other general advice for beginner bikers who want to start biking around more regularly?
Best advice I can give you if you're riding a bike is A, wear a helmet. I am a full believer in helmets. I don't care whether you're going to the corner store that's 2 blocks away from your house. I don't care if you're the safest rider ever. Even if you're not even riding around cars at all, there's still potholes. Also, you know, for beginners, find some friends. Riding in a group definitely makes it more fun, and it makes it easier because cars are going to see you a little better whenever you're riding 2, 3, 4 people deep. And then it's also going to give you more initiative to get on your bike whenever you're riding around town with your friends.
You guys at Mellow Johnny's have a lot of events. I saw on your website you have rides for beginners for all levels of experience. What's the web address for Mellow Johnny's?
www.mellowjohnnies.com.
Easy. Okay, is there anything else you want to add?
Not really. Other than that, it's bike month, so get out there and get on your bike. My personal challenge this month is to ride my bike to work every single day, no matter what. No excuses. And so far, I've been doing it, and so far, I've been happier.
That's great. Best of luck with that. Thank you so much, Emily, for talking with me today. Thanks a lot to Emily at Mellow Johnny's Bike Shop for this edition of Geo's Eco Report.
You're so sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two.